Hi, this is Tom Rotolo, founder of CityQuake. Welcome to our podcast where we feature messages that will change your life. I believe that Christians around the world are way overfed with teaching and way underactivated. What do I mean by that? We don't put that teaching to practice in our everyday life, and it actually makes us worse off. We know biblical truth, but it has not actually transformed our life. Well, I've chosen messages for these podcasts that will inspire you and challenge you to live out your identity as a believer filled with the Spirit of God. It's time to not just fill seats at church anymore. It's time to see our cities transformed for the kingdom of God. Get ready to be activated.
Just welcome those who are going to watch us in the future. Welcome. The topic today is about baptism of the Holy Spirit. Chris, I've known you now for a number of years, 3-4 years. And this guy is not just a minister of the gospel, but he's really one of my best friends. And Chris Donald from there originally from Woodland, Washington. Sorry, I'm kind of trying to figure out my plan with my computer at the same time. I should be focusing. But Chris, really glad to have you today and to talk about baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you just really quick give everybody just like a really like 1 minute overview who you are, Woodland, Washington, to Texas. Now you're in Tampa, Florida. Tell us a little bit more what's going on with your life.
Yes. Yeah, so grew up on a dairy farm in Woodland, Washington. Had a desire to be a fireman. So I was a paid intern fireman, had my firefighter one and my EMT complete. And then I encountered God at age 18, and he spoke to me, not audibly, but in my heart. I had an encounter actually when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I heard it sounded like the audible voice of God, but it was in my heart. And he said, you're going to travel the world, preach the gospel, cast out demons, heal the sick. I'd never read the book of Acts before. And my journey for a long time was experiencing, encountering God, and then reading about it in the Bible. I went to Bible college for 2 years at Portland Bible College, served at our local church, pastored the local church there in Woodland, Washington for about 3 years. I'm still on the senior leadership team there. I'll go back to Woodland here in December. Spent 3 years with Todd White at Lifestyle Christianity, helping lead LCU there for 3 years. And now our family's in St. Petersburg, Florida for 6 months at a church called Generation Church, pioneering evangelism and discipleship. And we're getting ready. We're about 2.5 months from moving back home and continuing to work with our church there and then multiplying discipleship and evangelism around the globe. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, Tom.
Now, the thing that Chris didn't tell you all is that the reason why I'm having him on to talk about baptism of the Holy Spirit is because I think in the last year and a half, he's probably been involved in seeing more people baptized in the Holy Spirit than anybody that I know anyway. Because they had this dynamic called Belong that was started there. And it was basically an unbelievers, new believers gathering that's so powerful. We could get really off on talking about that. But I'm going to control myself and stick to the topic today of baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the question really comes up is why talk about baptism of the Holy Spirit on a call where we're talking to people in the marketplace in the world? How is this going to help them in what they're doing and trying to be a witness for Jesus there?
Yeah. So I always say this: at salvation, you receive the Holy Spirit in you, for you. And baptism in the Holy Spirit is receiving the Holy Spirit on you for others. And so we understand that when we're saved, we receive a deposit of the Holy Spirit on the inside, but when Holy Spirit comes on you, it comes on you for others. And a testimony of this, because I worked in construction, pretty much every job you can imagine, maybe it's probably not every job, but a lot of jobs, from working at feed stores to, there was one time I worked at a feed store and every single person that came in. We'd share the gospel with every single one of them. So all these different environments that I worked in. But there's one story that I think would demonstrate Holy Spirit on you for others, because I believe baptism in the Holy Spirit is not just for a good church service, it's for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you saw that the apostles received the Holy Spirit, the 120 in the upper room, and they immediately went out and began to share their faith. So I believe baptism in the Holy Spirit, yes, it causes us to have great services, but it's for the advancement of the gospel. So I was working in Portland, Oregon at a job site, and my boss was the lead contractor. We had a cabinet contractor come in to do cabinets in the house. And when he walked by me, the Holy Spirit gave me a word of knowledge. And I said, "Hey, man, I just felt like asking, do you have trouble with your shoulders?" He said, "I do." I said, "Can I pray for you?" He said, "Later." And so for me at that time, this was a few years ago, later for me was about 30 seconds. So I followed him, followed him into the living room. I said, "Hey, man, can I pray for you?" He got really upset at me. I said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry." I backed out. Fast forward to the next day, my boss picks me up. He said, "Hey, I heard you had a kind of an intense conversation in the living room of this house we were working at." I said, "Yeah, but my boss always encouraged me." So for those business owners on here, I'm doing what I'm doing today because my boss, who the general contractor, like daily would push me to share my faith. And so long story short, the guy showed up the next day and he had two workers with him, two assistants. And I remember saying in my heart, "God, please don't give me a word for these guys. Like, it's not going to go well." But sure enough, God spoke to me, and I got a word for one of the guys. And long story short, I was trying to plot and plan as I'm removing siding from a house, how I'm going to talk to this guy. And he came out by himself. So I got him in the box truck. He went out there to get some stuff. Right when I took his hands to pray for his back, the boss walked around the corner, started yelling at me, "Get your hands off my employee." My goodness. And I was like, I just had some boldness come over me, which the baptism in the Holy Spirit will give you boldness, but it will also give you wisdom. So there's the wisdom, boldness. I said, "I honor you. I understand he's on the clock." I said, "But at lunchtime, my boss and I are going to pray for him and God's going to heal him." So at lunch, that guy came into the kitchen. We laid hands on him. We prayed for him. His back got better. He felt the presence of God. And then the other guy, there was three of them. The other guy peeks his head around the corner and says, whispers, "Are you a Christian?" And I said back with a very loud voice, "Yes, I'm a Christian, and we don't need to be quiet about it." And God moved powerfully. The guy's back was healed. They were encouraged to share their faith. And so I'm not making this up. I have hundreds of testimonies of revival in lumber stores, to Starbucks's when we were on work, and praying for contractors and seeing God move. So I'm passionate about this topic.
It is. And so I think people are getting an idea how, if they've not heard about this topic before, or sometimes they may have heard about it, but it may not have been done in a very sensitive, very right kind of way. Because sometimes I just know it can really, there's a bad way of going about baptism, the Holy Spirit might say. Good intentions, but kind of forcing something that on people. So anyway, why don't you talk about what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, so that you at least people, because we have so many definitions out there. Why don't you clarify what your understanding of baptism of the Holy Spirit is?
All right. Can you hear me, Tom? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Seems like we might have lost Tom.
Did you lose me? Hello?
No, I can still hear you.
You can hear me? Maybe you just lost me, Chris. Hello?
Everything seems fine on my end.
Okay. All right. Chris, just go ahead and share. Okay. They're saying that they can hear me. Chris, I think it might be you, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Chris?
Oh, there he is.
Okay. I can hear you. So sorry about that. It just froze on me, but we are back. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. So what the baptism in the Holy Spirit is to me, there's three distinct baptisms in the Bible. And I want to tell everybody that's watching this, look up on YouTube, Robert Morris, receiving the Holy Spirit. It's probably the, I see some thumbs up. It's probably the clearest teaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I've actually memorized it and I can share it in about probably 30 seconds. But baptism, so there's three different baptisms. The first one is salvation. Salvation is when the Holy Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ. That's where we get the in Christ reality of being in Christ and saved. That's all you need to be saved, is to believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you've been baptized. That's a picture when the people of Israel are in Egypt and they put the blood over the doorpost. That's a picture of salvation. The next baptism is water baptism. That's where a disciple water baptizes another disciple in water. It's a picture of the Red Sea crossing. It's a picture of deliverance. It's a picture of a new creation, right? The people of Israel, they're leaving Egypt. Pharaoh's army comes into the sea. They're destroyed and they come out on the other side. So it's a picture of deliverance, new creation. It's a powerful. Then the third one is baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I want to put one scripture out there in Matthew 3, verse 11. It says this, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he, Jesus, who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." And so Jesus is the one that's doing the baptism. And this is the baptism. When I look at the Old Testament example of this, it would be the Jordan River. So I believe that many, many Christians are saved. Many Christians are water baptized, and yet they're living in the wilderness like the people of Israel. And they need to cross over the Jordan River and receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit on their life so they can actively advance the kingdom of God like the people of Israel did. And so to me, it's not on us to baptize people in the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus who does the baptizing, but we are, as people are, and as ministers, as believers, are called to share and to preach the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus comes and he does that which we preach. That's a very simple talk on what baptism in the Holy Spirit is.
It's great. And I put the link up there for Robert Morse's teaching, which is actually one of my favorite teaching on this topic as well. So that's great. So in terms of you praying for people, first of all, there's two questions, really, so many questions. What can they expect if they have this experience with the Holy Spirit? What can they begin to expect that will happen in their life will be differently? Why don't you talk about that?
So for me, I got saved at 18, and they begin to tell me about the Holy Spirit. And 3 months went by where my friend, who's now a pastor, a friend of my life, one of my closest friends, he would come to the firehouse and pray for me to receive the Holy Spirit. And I was still at that time, I was still struggling with sin. I wasn't victorious in that area, as victorious as I am today. And I didn't have the same passion and boldness to share my faith. I actually went to an event. It was in Seattle, Washington. Many of you guys know T.D. Jakes. And he was preaching at a conference where there was 10,000 people. And I was in the overflow room where there was about 200 people. And T.D. Jakes said, "The Holy Spirit's here." And nobody touched me. I actually fell over backwards. Nobody laid their hands on me. I'm in the overflow room of all places. I hit the ground and I began to pray in the Holy Spirit. And when that took place, it was like things went from black and white to color. Now, if you're listening to this recording or if you're on this call, if you have not received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you're not a second class Christian. You're born again, you are saved, you are one with God. But I would say to you that there is more for you. So what you can expect greater boldness in witnessing, greater compassion for the lost. I would say you could expect to overcome sin in a more powerful way. You're going to have greater just greater passion and pursuit of God. There's a lot of things that come with it, but I would say biblically what I see is you're going to be empowered to share your faith with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, there's two quick questions. I think there's a question here. I have never had an experience where I could label it as a baptism of the Holy Spirit, but or you know, anything dramatic, but I've had a lot of spiritual movement and operate in the charismata and in the gifts of the Spirit, with the exception of speaking in tongues. So I think he's probably asking, is that
that's a great question.
Would he need to have this experience?
Yeah, so I would say no. I don't think that it's an experience. So the way that I look at the baptism and the Holy Spirit is the same way that I would look at salvation. When a person believes in their heart and confesses with their mouth, they receive the gift of salvation, whether they feel it or not. I believe that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the same way. When you ask to receive the Holy Spirit, God is a good father, and he gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit. I believe then you need to begin to put that into action in your life and step out in faith. So when it comes to speaking in tongues, and being baptized in the Holy Spirit, I think that they are, I don't believe, and I've talked to Tom about this as well and many pastors, I don't believe that you have to speak in tongues to be labeled baptized in the Holy Spirit. I believe that when you believe, you receive by faith, and then the gift of speaking in tongues will come. You may have to pursue that for a few months. There's a couple that I can think of. They got baptized in the Holy Spirit together. She received speaking in tongues the day of, and then he got it 5 months later for praying for it. And so I think baptism in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues get confusing at times. And I've seen people receive in faith without having an experience like mine. And then they step out in greater boldness the next day and have a heart for the lost. If you're on this call, and you have a heart for the lost, you have most likely received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the Holy Spirit comes as a package with all the gifts. And then I've taught on this where we can walk in all the gifts, but there's certain ones that rise to the surface that become our spiritual gifts, our main spiritual gifts, but we can operate in them all. But anyway, I want to get to the practice. I want to get to the practical, because there are some here who could say, man, I can't really relate that I've had that happen, and I want to give an opportunity now for that to happen. And then there's others here that just, I think that just maybe that have had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but may want to watch you lead others in this. And so yeah. I just thought I'm going to turn Chris loose in what he does so great and go for it. But the key thing that you said before, Chris, what is it's not Chris baptizing with the Holy Spirit. That when I love the distinction that Scripture makes. When we become a Christian, the Holy Spirit baptizes us into Christ, in the body of Christ. That happens when we say, Jesus, I'm yours, forgive me, forgive my sins, whatever, give me eternal life. That happens there. But then subsequent to that is when, or it could be simultaneous with that, that Jesus baptized us with the Holy Spirit, that he said to his disciples, wait in Jerusalem, don't go out yet. But then when the Holy Spirit came days later, that they were filled with boldness and power for witnessing. So why don't you pray for that?
Amen. I would say this, that if you're on this call and you've never received the Holy Spirit, you're going to receive him today. It's going to happen. It's a free gift. It's for you. If you're on this call and you're confused, or if you're watching this call and you're confused and you're going, I don't know if I did, you're going to get off this call and you're not going to be confused, because you're going to have received the Holy Spirit. I want to talk real quick about the practical side of how you lead people into it. And then we're going to pray for people to receive that. Does that sound okay, Tom?
Yeah, sounds great. And I'm also going to post one other by Robert Morris about speaking in tongues. Another yes. Excellent message that he did on that as well.
So I like to teach from testimony. I like to share testimonies that really lay out how we go through this. So listen to this testimony, take notes on how this took place. We were in the Philippines and we were on a day off and we went to go see some old ruins. And when we went there, there was a young lady, she was probably in her mid-20s, and our team felt to go over and talk to her. And as we began to talk to her, she said, I was on a spiritual journey. Now, she was a believer in Jesus, but she had never heard of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And so I had my backpack on. I reached back in my backpack, pulled my Bible out. I opened it up to Matthew 3:11. And I said, this is a promise that God has for you. And I explained, just like I explained to you guys before on the three baptisms. And I say oftentimes, you know, people get saved months or years later, they get water baptized and they receive the Holy Spirit maybe 10 years later and they're delivered when they die and go to heaven. Why can't that all happen in a week? Or why can't that all happen in a day? Is kind of where I'm at. And so we explain all of that to her. We lay out the baptism in the Holy Spirit and we say, do you want it today? She said, yes, I do. I said, okay, do you want the gift of speaking in tongues as well? She says, yes, I want that as well. I said, okay, we're going to lay hands on you and we're going to pray for you. And Jesus is going to come and he's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. The moment that you ask for it, you're going to receive it. And so right there, she puts her hands out. We have a picture of it. And right when we lay hands on her, she begins to pray in the Holy Spirit. And God just comes on her and does it. And over again, I mean, probably hundreds of people I've seen receive the Holy Spirit from gas stations to airports to baptisms, tanks to you name it, to church services. And it's just like healing. So I want you to think about it this way. If you're praying for healing, you're a part of the process, but God is the one that comes and heals. And many of you guys have prayed for 10, 15, 20, 30 people, and then all of a sudden you see a breakthrough in healing. Baptism in the Holy Spirit's the same way. You believe, you contend, you have faith, and you pray in faith, and then Jesus comes, just like in healing, just like in salvation, Jesus comes, and he baptizes them in the Holy Spirit. And then another thing I always do is, and then we're going to pray, is this. I tell people, if you believe in your heart that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is real and you want it, when we pray, you will receive it. It's not a maybe. It's you're going to receive it. So I put expectation high because I believe the word of God says that when you ask, you receive. And then we pray for them. And then all of a sudden, they're not sitting there thinking, I've got to speak in tongues. I've got to speak in tongues. I've got to speak in tongues to be baptized. Oh, did I lose you, Tom?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, I just saw your mouth moving. So they're not thinking I have to speak in tongues to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. They're thinking I have received the Holy Spirit by faith. And then they're at rest and they're receiving. And then they begin to hear the Holy Spirit on the inside, and they will then begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. We met these two guys on outreach. They got saved a couple weeks ago. They came to Belong New Believers Group. They got water baptized. They came out of the water. This one guy was an agnostic at 12, came out of the water at 9 p.m. speaking in tongues. Why? Because if we preach the simple truth, Jesus will come and do it. So I say we do that now, Tom. What do you think?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay, so I can see a lot of faces on here, but if you're saying, Chris, there's confusion on this topic, or Chris, I want to receive the Holy Spirit, I want you to put your hand up and keep it up for about 30 seconds so I can just see hands. I see some hands there. I see hands, lots of hands. Come on. All right. I see you guys. Awesome. Okay, you guys can put your hands down. So I'm gonna pray for you, and I want you to just put your hands out to receive, because you're going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, repent of your sins, turn to God, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This gift is like the gift of salvation. And so you're going to receive this, And you, nobody can come and take this from you. No amount of religion, no amount of argument, nothing can take this moment from you. You're going to receive the Holy Spirit, and many of you guys are going to sense the Holy Spirit when we begin to pray. All over the United States and around the world, you're going to sense this. And if you're watching this recording, the same thing will happen to you. So just say this with me. Say, Jesus, I believe in the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Come right now and give me the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now just receive it. Father, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, that you would touch each and every person that raised their hand. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would come, Lord. You give good gifts to your children. Father, I pray that you come right now in Jesus' name and you give them the gift of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you unlock the gift of speaking in tongues as well. God, I pray that even right now, as people are watching this or as they listen to this recording, Lord, that they would begin to speak in tongues and declare the mysteries of God. Lord, I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast today. If this message has impacted your life, we invite you to check out cityquake.org. Just so you know, our policy here at CityQuake is to offer messages like this one for no charge. Why is that? We want to bless as many people as possible. Would you consider sewing into CityQuake today to help us get these messages out to even more folks out there? Also on the CityQuake website, you'll be able to find links to testimonies of what God has done out there in the streets, and also find out our CityQuake schedule. That's cityquake.org. Until next time.